We were talking about W.K. Warren Sr., who came here from Tennessee. As Bill Warren Jr. has told his life story, came here and eventually opened up, of course, this hospital, St. Francis Hospital. And now you, since you practiced at St. Francis, Dr. Coates, you remembered Bill Warren Sr.
Yes, very well.
First of all, what kind of a person was he?
He was an extraordinary man. As you recall, he came here as a boy, I believe, was selling papers on the train. He got off in Tulsa and went to work in the bookkeeping departments for the oil firms. Saw how much money they were making and immediately decided he's going to be an oil man. And that was a great decision. He was a fine man and a complex person. Would argue with you over 25 cents and the next day give away $1 million. He had a telescope in his office on 10 West of the Warren Building, and he would watch the workers working on additions to his hospital. If he saw a person leaning on a shovel and smoking a cigarette and not working, he would tell Bill Lissaw, his right-hand man, "You go down there and tell this fellow we don't do that. We're not paying guys to smoke and lean on shovels. We're paying men to work." So Bill Lissaw would go down and talk to this fellow, shake his finger in his face and tell him, "Please, don't stand down here and smoke and lean on that shovel. He's watching you through a telescope on the 10th floor. When you want to smoke, go around to the back of the building where he can't see you." When he came back, Mr. Warren would say, "I watched you. Boy, you really told him off. You really told him." Now, that's what I like. He won't do that anymore. He would read in the paper, "Joe Blow's home burned, and they lost everything." And he would tell Bill Lissaw, "Go cut a cashier's check for $25,000, take over and give that fall. Don't tell him where it came from." His friend W.G. Scully was a millionaire Monday and by Wednesday broke, and by Friday a millionaire and by Monday broke. And he ran in these zigzags all his life. When it came time to pay for Scully Stadium at TU, he was in one of those troughs. Mr. Warren heard that he owed all of this money for Skelly Stadium and didn't have any money at the time. He told Lissaw, "Go cut a check for Skelly Stadium. Take it over and give it to him. Tell him it's from W.G. Scully." So he paid for Skelly Stadium. Everyone else in town thinks that Skelly paid for it.
That's a story that most people do not know.
Bill Lissaw told me this story, the fellow that took the check. So he was a complex fellow, would argue over peanuts and give away millions. Deep inside, a very kind gentleman with a lot of concern for others. He ran the hospital with Lloyd Verrett's help. Superb manager. And Sister Blandine, excellent head sister there. It was very well run at the time. We had the best hospital in Oklahoma for years. And we've lost ground. It's true. Things are much more complex now. It's much more difficult to manage now. And I think Warren Jr.'s done a good job. He's done his very best to make the thing work. But it's rapidly becoming sort of unmanageable. It's so big now with the big new children's hospital. We've got a new $50 million children's hospital addition, as you know. And they take care of all sorts of indigent patients. They really do. Good job. So the hospital has done a great deal of good for Tulsa. There isn't any question about that. But he was the top fella. He told me one day as I left the office, he was in the elevator, and he said, "Are you going to move to the new Kelly building when it's finished?" His name was William Kelly Warren, and there was a building for all three names. And I told him, "No, I'm not going to move to the Kelly building, sir. I'm waiting for the William building." Sort of in jest, because I didn't dream he would name it that. And down the Businessmen's Association downtown, they sort of made fun of him for naming the building after his first name. And he told them, "I didn't name it. Dr. Coates did." And this is written up in the Tulsa Business Journal. I've got a copy of it at home.
Do you think when he was running the hospital that the surgeons and the doctors were really the stars? Is that attitude kind of changed, that they're not so much held in the regard, or do you think it's the same?
I think it's changed. I think it's changed quite a lot. He knew, and particularly Lloyd Verrett, every day Lloyd Verrett came to the surgical suite where the surgeons all gathered in between cases. He would sit down with them and ask them, are you having any problems? Is there anything we can do to help? He knew them all by their first name, on the first name basis. He was very concerned how things working and how are things going. Mr. Warren, too, was interested in the day-by-day workings of that hospital. He was very concerned with it and did a lot more work in that than he did in his oil company. Like everything else, it's changed. And whether it's for the better or for the good, I'm undecided.
All you know is when it was with you back then, it was the good time.
Yes, it was. We had a fine hospital. It was well run. Infection rate was practically zero.
Henry Zarrow's been a member of the board for all these years. Did you have any interaction with Henry, who was not a hospital person, but was a friend of the Warrens and was a trusted man in this town?
I know Mr. Zarrow well, and he's one fine fellow. I talked with him night before last at the temple. I'm not a member, but I was invited to a party there, and we had a nice visit just night before last with Henry Zarrow. He's a tremendous manager. He's been on the board over there, I think, since it started, really, and has added a great deal to the runnings of that entire establishment. He's a tremendous leader. He's a tremendous businessman and has done an awful lot of good for Tulsa, Tulsa people.
Yeah, he has. What a sweet man.
He's a very fine person. I just like the world of him. It was Dr. Leonard Kishner's and Mrs. Kishner's 91st birthday party. And although Mrs. Kishner's 91, I told her, happy birthday. I was here at your 90th birthday party. And she said, oh, dear, don't tell my age to anyone. 91.
That's cute.